ready for the Queen of Cheap. Today, Hobby Lobby has a deal for you. What a great name.
Don't you love it?
The Hobby Lobby.
I think it'd be a great name for, like, an exotic dancer.
Yeah?
Hobby
Ladies and gentlemen,
Lobby.
I present to you Ms. Holly Lobby.
Hobby Lobby.
Amazon has some deals today. Half hour from now, Roberta Passanelli, our Queen of Cheap, will bring you through that. Yesterday, we kind of got, there was a little something going on, and I managed to get distracted, so we didn't have time for Jennifer yesterday. Maybe better.
I have double the news today.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. So the first thing I want to do in this hour is thank everybody. Yesterday, I want to thank Roberta and Jennifer and Richie for being as supportive as they were of me. I'm in a, but I was going to say a better, I almost said much better. I think that's a little far. I'm in a better place today than I was yesterday. And part of that is due to working with the kids and going through a lot of Tony stuff. For those of you who may not have been around yesterday, you've seen the, I'm going to leave the pictures up on the website for a while. Because it's really the only, I don't know if tribute is the right, it's the only record any place she did not want to have, and she didn't talk to me about this, so I'm free to do what I want. She said to the kids, I don't want a service, and there were some plans when she, you know, in a vague way thought, okay, when I die, I want to do this, and then she got closer to the reality. And it was yesterday I found out how really dramatically this thing all fell apart in like days, because she was telling me and pretty much everybody else that what she really thought was going on was asthma, and I think she was misled by the doctors. Gee, what a shock. To the point where she really thought she was going to get better. And then Brendan, who was with her every day for 3 or 4 hours doing things with her because she was too weak to do anything on her own. She couldn't drive and she couldn't do things. And she thought that was because the asthma was sucking her strength. Now, here's a woman who's had breast cancer for 20 years. She's felt every physical pain that there is possible to feel and still live. And she didn't get what was going on in her lungs because she never had the problem. Then the cancer had never gone to her lungs before, otherwise she wouldn't have been here. But that's what happens with breast cancer if it's really bad. She had stage 4, which I guess is the worst kind. I'm not an expert, but I learned from being around her.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the worst?
Mm-hmm. That's what my dad had. Yeah.
So, and this was 20 years ago. So yeah. She has been in and out of it. And
you walked away from stage 4, you're a walking miracle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she felt everything there was to feel. And still didn't get what was really going on in her body. And so that was Brendan, God love him, said on Tuesday, Mom, we got to go back. There's something really wrong here. And so they went back and got the truth out of the doctors. And it was that day. It was Tuesday afternoon. Or Wednesday.
What do you mean, got the truth out of the doctors? Like they were lying or just going,
she thought she had asthma.
No, here's what Tony even affected the doctors. And I met the doctor, came to the house Saturday afternoon. What a wonderful woman, really sweet. And so they weren't, Tony was so beguiling, if you will, and so charming that people didn't want to tell her what they thought was going to hurt her.
Aww.
So in this circumstance, they really didn't tell her the whole story until Brendan intervened and said, this is crazy. My mother can't walk. She can't talk. She can't eat. What the heck's going on? And so they said, well, your mother's got about a month to live. And hello, what are you talking about? And it was the first time anybody put a time on it. So then Tony, God bless her, pipes up and says on Wednesday, okay, so I don't want to have all of this intervention. I don't want to have anybody try to keep me alive just to keep me alive. If I do nothing, how long do I have? Doctor says 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
This is Wednesday.
My goodness.
All right. So Thursday, I'm talking to the kids. We go through all this. That's, you know, I jumped and came out here on Friday. She was gone Saturday night. So. And she had made up her mind. Once everybody was there, and I told the story on the air yesterday, and I got some great, wonderful comments. Thank you all. The Facebook stuff that Jennifer has been monitoring, the emails that you've sent to me, the phone calls even from people about the story that I told yesterday. It took up much of the day. the broadcast day, and it was appropriate, frankly, for me to tell the story, not just because it was cathartic for me. It wasn't, you know, this program is not about me, but it becomes part of how, you know, the discussions are focused on what, you know, we're all living with. And that's one of the things that, and I say this humbly, what separates what goes on here from what goes on elsewhere is it isn't really the basic stuff. Okay, I can look at the headlines and say, oh, what do you think about this? Or what about that? But no, this is a program about emotions and how you might react to. For example, it isn't just Jerry Sandusky, you cur, you bastard, you no good so-and-so, may you rot in hell. You take the interview that he did with Bob Costas, and you listen to some of the pieces of it, and you go back to, what, 20-some-odd years ago, whenever he did, he founded the Sunshine Club or whatever. What's it called? That boys' club camp? Whatever it is. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And, you know, why are you doing this, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so you listen to the emotions in that guy's voice. You listen to the emotions of the people who are in the families of the alleged victims. You listen to the emotion of the people that support Penn State and Joe Paterno. Listen to the emotions of the people who are in denial about what went on. You listen to the people whose emotions bring around anger because the news media has taken this like it takes everything else and blown it up and convicted. The guy's charged, and he's been to trial already and convicted, and he's awaiting execution. As far as the news media is concerned. And that's
another emotional thing, though.
Of course it's a dangerous thing.
You get certain cases where there's just so much evidence and so many people coming out.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. And you have to jump to a conclusion. But, okay, maybe in this circumstance it's all true. But in general, man, that's a dangerous place we go when the news media just...
But the news media has been doing this for years, Richie, over and over.
Just, I mean,
over.
We're convicting people. They,
in the media.
Know.
Right. I told you guys, and I have to bring this up again, but Robert Blake, who we all know was on trial for offing his wife at Vitello's.
He was done before they get started.
Yeah, and he wrote a book, which is not widely available anywhere, but he wrote a book that has 40 copies out there.
Really?
Did I tell you that? He came into PRN, my day job, to promote the book, and then we realized he only has 40 copies. But one of the stories in the book is about how he cannot stand all these late-night talk show hosts and how, and not that this guy's an innocent Sally or anything, but when you think about it, there's so much media now. We convict everybody. This is how we probably got into the bullying age because we make fun of everybody. You know, not that it's not funny because a lot of this stuff is, but when you think about it, it really does probably impact our psyche.
How does Jerry Sandusky get an impartial trial jury?
Never.
No way, unless he goes to the Emirates or something.
You don't.
He's not getting it.
You don't, and he deserves that.
Of course he does. If you believe in the system, you believe in America.
If he's guilty, I mean, what if this guy made up all these things? Who knows? Maybe this one man single-handedly brought down the whole system. We'll never know because we think he's guilty because we're super sensitive about child crimes, which we should be.
Right. Yeah.
Amazing. All right. It's worth a further glance. Comments at 800-510-8255. Can I tell you, as funny as I am, yesterday there was one.
As funny as I am.
I don't mean funny that way. I mean, I just
hate to crack myself up, but
I mean, in terms of values and things that attract my attention.
Yeah.
Yesterday, amid all of the hoopla and the sadness and the going through all of the things and the emotions of us all being together, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this story about Boeing getting this $18 billion order from the Emirates. And the Emirates had been a big Airbus. They bought most of the planes they have, with the exception of some 777s, are all Airbuses. So now Boeing wraps them up, and they become, and this is more in the backyard of Airbus, and for those who are not, you know, don't get this, I love Boeing. I love it because it's the biggest company in terms of export that we have, and it's a great symbol of America. It really is. Even though the parts from all the planes, they're like cars. They come from everywhere anymore. But the fact that they're assembled as an American company is very cool. And if you see these 777s, they're very cool. It took them a long time to get them running, but they're the new age in terms of flight. They're going to be able to. They'll replace both the 757 and the 767, which is they burn a lot of fuel. But they're comfortable, bigger planes, 767 especially, a wonderful workhorse plane. And they won't be, they'll be around for another 20 years. But sooner or later, they'll be replaced by these 787s. But the fact they got an $18 billion, or the biggest order placed for any airplane anywhere. Plus, and then there was Northrop Grumman, whoever makes the F-18s, got an order from Iraq.
Yeah. Iraq, yeah.
For billions of dollars worth of planes. I'm not so happy about having, you know, war planes there, but in a sense, it's, it is good for American business. So I don't know, I just, I sort of chuckled to myself, and I started talking about it, and Megan looks at me and rolls her eyes, because whenever I start talking, it's like talking about tractors. You know, they're, I'm off on a different planet with them, except that we had yesterday, Rizzi, you'll appreciate this. We're moving Tony's stuff, and I have rented a pickup truck while I'm here. And Brennan had a friend of his who has an old 1987 Chevy pickup truck with a 5-speed in it.
Oh, cool.
And I taught the kids, you know, how to drive on standard transmission.
Right.
So Brennan gets into this truck. Now, he's the truck that he had, which I now have, now he says to me he wants it back, is this is a 2006 150. But I mean, everybody drives stuff that have automatic transmission. Very rarely do you find anything.
With a good old stick shift.
Right, exactly. This 87's got a 5-speed in it, and it's the funniest thing to watch him drive that truck. It just, I just got the biggest, we'd park next to each other at the lights, and he'd rev up the... That's part of the whole thing. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. I suppose we ought to, at some point in time, spend a little time on the occupiers. I'm looking at some video of them being arrested. I think it's Philadelphia or Oakland or Portland or Denver. I don't know where.
Oakland's got one going on.
Oakland
right now.
And New York last night.
It's just, but you know what? This, the more they arrest people, the more they're going to be protests. It's just the way it's going to work.
Well, basically, they're in New York, they were trying to clear the space out and saying, you can come back.
Did you hear the guy that's leading the New York faction of Occupy says he's going to move to L.A. for the winter? So apparently I'm going to have to deal with all this.
I'm not the only guy who comes out here for the winter then, right?
I know. Is that funny? They're leaving New York for L.A.
Right. Well, so that means we'll have a little action here, a little L.A. I may go out and protest myself. I may go.
Would
just,
you do it? We could
do it. Yeah, exactly. I go, it's a great story, whatever it is. I think there are a lot more protests. I know there are a lot more protests than just the Wall Street greed stuff. There are a lot of people who are upset about a lot of things, and they want to be able to have their voice. 19 at the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
Yes, Doc.
Never let me go.
Let's not tell anybody. I won't.
Okay,
good. We have secrets.
I can hear you guys talking.
No, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Come on now.
This is from the first Elvis Presley film, and I would ask just for fun what the name of it was, but I think we can probably do without that. This is the first Elvis film that I ever saw.
My mom, too.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, my mom telling me about seeing this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. He was terrible in it.
Yeah. But they didn't care back then.
They just get his picture up on the screen.
He was hot. Who cares?
That's right, exactly.
Shake those hips one more time, Elvis.
Love me tender, 24 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program.
Never forget my wife and I walking down the aisle in the Little White Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas with Fat Elvis serenading us to this.
You didn't come. I went to Kenny Kessler's wedding.
No, I didn't go to Ken's now in Vegas.
The same thing.
It's the funnest. If you ever want to renew your vows or you're getting married.
Totally want to do that. There's two things.
Funnest thing you will ever do. It's so hokey and goofy. It's just hysterical.
I guess that would be something I don't have to worry about at this point.
No,
you should. It's just a crazy night.
I should.
And you can get annulled.
The person
like
that I would do it with just died. How am I going to do it?
No, but you can get it annulled the next day.
No, you don't get it annulled. No, you just don't go to the courthouse.
Yeah, don't even file.
You
Doug,
just
file. Oh, my God.
$400 and you just go through the ceremony. It means nothing.
So I have no viable suitors, Doug. Let's just go through. Okay, here's what I want. Because
do I get
I want
half
a real,
of CRN?
No. Do I get half of your debt? I mean, the farm?
You can have half of your. You can have three. You can have it all.
He'll trade you, Jen.
Right. I'll take CRN. You take the farm.
Great. My dad, I don't know if he likes it. But I want to do the drive through wedding chapel, and I want to get married by Elvis. But I want a real wedding, too.
I'll do one.
Real wedding, but
no, we don't do the real wedding, Doug. We do the drive through wedding chapel.
No.
But when do we have the first night?
On an anniversary? If it's your 10th anniversary, your 30th anniversary, fly to Vegas and do it.
There you go.
It's fun.
All right, so here's the difference between the Russians and the Americans.
Right.
Yesterday, the Soyuz spaceship went up to the International Space Center with three engineers to replace the three that are up there.
And a whole tank of vodka.
One of the things that I get the biggest kick out of, and nobody ever points this out, the Russians, when we had the technology to get them off the ground but didn't know what to do with them to bring them back, we had them land in the ocean. So at least it was a soft landing. The Russians, they don't really give a crap. They have them land on the land.
Come on.
And half of them didn't. The first 10, 12, 14 years of the space program, they landed on the ground. They all were killed when they came back.
But they were holding a martini shaker.
Yes, it is.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah. All right, so here's the next item of interest to you. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert, who is a very important part of the overall strategy of this program, that is bringing you information that is useful, timely, and valuable to you. And Phil is one of these guys. If you ever see him on TV, he was on the Today Show on Saturday instead of doing the program that we normally do together, and he was talking about the benefits of eggs. He takes one item and goes through it. He has studied the whole idea behind the supermarketguru.com was to analyze. I mean, what a great
site.
It is a great site, a great gimmick, understanding. And he's the only guy in the country doing anything even close to this.
Yeah.
And most of our money, think about this, is spent. Most of your, once you pay the mortgage and you buy a car, you spend, and you, arguably, you spend more money on food than you do a car, depending on the size of your family. So here's the second or third largest area of spending. This guy's got it all to himself. And he understands it. He works it well. So every day we put something different. For example, the other day we had a guilt-free sweets, one of his blogs, and today it's about eggs. So if you want to know
good stuff.
Sort of how to feed yourself and your family well, there are all kinds of helpful tips in the Better Living Box. Phil Lempert there at DougStephan.com.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
I think Dudley got stuck in the maze of furniture and everything and back in his house in Los Angeles.
What happened?
Did you get trapped in your house in a corner of the house?
We were going to call for help.
That's okay. Everything was fine. Thanks.
Okay.
33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Thank you again for all of you who have expressed your feelings. Very much appreciated. Most of the... you'll love this, Roberta. Mm-hmm. From the deal department, Tony was a great. She was very good at saving money. She's very frugal, and she would be horrified sometimes at me and where I would spend money on something she thought was a complete waste of money, and other times I would see her do stuff. But the point being, yesterday as we're cleaning out a lot of the stuff in the house, I told Brendan to save all of the cleaning stuff and, you know, any of the things that I can use over here at this house to make sure everything is clean. Because when I had rented this house for a year or so and everything got cleaned out of it. So I'm just bringing back some of the stuff. So we're going through the pantry and there are a couple of boxes of cereal that are used. They're open. Ugh. Brendan throws them in the rubbish. I said, what are you throwing
them
in the
rubbish? That's perfectly good cereal, kid.
Of course it is. He looks at me, and I thought he was going to take the box of cereal and dump them on me. Hey, Dad, you're not having that. That's old stuff. Who knows how long it's been open? I said, I don't care. I don't want to waste it.
I'm with Brendan on this one.
They were dispatched, shall we say. But I'm just like Roberta. I want to save a little money. So let's see how much we can save today. We have the Hobby Lobby with some savings, Amazon savings, the usual cadre of quality material for you.
Cadre.
Cadre. You like that?
The diva of dumpster time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with the exotic dancer Hobby Lobby. We get 40% off of one item. This is really good. You could use either the coupon in the store or the online code, and we have both of them for you at DougStephan.com. You can even get the coupon on your smartphone if you have a smartphone, which is kind of neat. I've been doing that a lot lately, Doug. I've been doing coupons and even boarding passes for airplanes and stuff on my smartphone instead of printing them out. Yeah, it works really well. A lot of people do that. We got a free e-cookbook from Gooseberry Patch. It's a gingerbread cookbook just in time for the holidays. It's from Amazon. It's free. And you can read it on just about anything, a Kindle, a BlackBerry, an iPhone, an iPod Touch, an iPad, an Android, a Windows Phone, a PC, a Mac, whatever. Whatever you got that's electronic that has words on it, you can read these.
Chewbacca.
So it's it's an electronic gingerbread cookbook. I love gingerbread. Talking about Christmas, we have a free Christmas album. It's an MP3 for you from a group called Silhouette, and we have the link for you there. And this is kind of really cool. Family Christian Stores, we have a 25% off your entire purchase. We have a coupon to use in-store, or you can even use it online, and we have all the codes for you. This is all on DougStephan.com. Just look at the Queen of Cheap area, and you'll see it all there.
So can I give you my Queen of Cheap that Roberta probably
knows?
I mean,
you can be the King of Cheap.
Probably knows.
Yes.
I'll be the Prince of Cheap because I'm not really the king.
Some people, if you were the queen of it, there would be talk.
Yes. You know, for a long time, it's bothered me that I pay $7 and $8 for chemicals to clean my shower with.
And you can do it with vinegar.
That smell. And
do it with vinegar.
Right.
The baking soda.
Yeah, that's good, too.
And I've tried
the baking soda.
And I've tried to use it a couple of times. I finally got it. I found a big box of baking soda. I keep it and just sprinkle a little bit on the floor every day after you get out of the shower. But it takes off. You know how you have the glass shower doors?
Yes.
You can try the scrubbing bubbles, all those chemicals, and you got to scrub. It doesn't work. The baking soda just, boom, right off. And I'm so tickled with myself this week that I found something that when it goes down my drain and out into the bay, you know, or into the water to be refiltered, it's not, you know, because that bothers me. For some reason, it just really bothers me. So, and the box of baking soda that lasts about 2 weeks costs $2.
It's kind of abrasive. Yep, it's a little abrasive, so it gets all that scum.
And it works better
off
than any chemical I've ever bought on it. So go get the baking soda.
You could even do baking soda and vinegar.
Put
them both together.
Right. For the grout, they say if you mix it with the vinegar, it helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Helps a lot.
Helps
all right,
a lot.
Some other good news here. For those of you who are interested in diets, if you haven't heard, the high-fiber diet is, according to research, a very good way to make sure that you never get colon cancer. High fiber diet,
right.
Oatmeal.
You're pooping everything out.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, I don't think this is almost a duh, but you know, sometimes people just need to be reminded about the realities of some of the quote unquote front page news. So, having said that, I just saw something that I thought was perfect for Jennifer, a gossipy piece, and now I only have one screen.
Big tease.
I know, but I'm going to go back to the screen that I was on in a second. Richie has taught me how to almost do that. Wait a minute. I'll do this.
How to almost do that.
Control Alt or Alt Tab. Alt Tab.
Alt Tab.
Yeah, just hit. Right. Hold down the Alt button and then right. Tab, 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 Tab until you get to the one you want.
Really?
Tab, Tab, Tab.
Alt Tab.
All right.
Tab.
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 You're still
right
there.
So the thing about television, I will sort of warm you up to Jennifer's report. At DougStephan.com today, we have a new 6,000-foot digital TV screen.
6,000-foot?
A 6,000-foot.
Is that the one in New York that's annoying people?
Yep, causing some problems near Times Square for New Yorkers who say the flashing lights are keeping them from sleeping.
Yeah, because there are no flashing lights in Times Square.
Yeah,
no, give me a break, people.
I just stayed right on Times Square. It's impossible not to notice the flashing lights.
Complainers.
Yeah. All right, so we have that. By the way, Roberta, did you say we also have a story at DougStephan.com today about Target being open at midnight on Thanksgiving night for the opening of the Black Friday sales?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. 15,000 of their employees signed a petition asking them to postpone the sale by a few hours so they can spend the entire Thanksgiving holiday
there's
with
a
their
real
families.
There is a real kickback from shoppers saying, you know what, to get up at 4 or 5 in the morning is one thing. I can do my Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I can go to bed at 10. I can get up at 4 or 5, be out there. But for it to start at midnight, not happening. And the stores are really kind of going, whoa, wait a minute. All right, maybe we've stepped up a little bit too far here. Yeah. So much so that Nordstrom has, this is going around on Facebook, signs on their stores saying, we aren't going to spread the holiday cheer until the day after Thanksgiving.
At 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m. Yeah, right.
But that's great.
And that's going around on Facebook. Everybody is loving seeing that sign on Nordstrom's.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know what? It is what it is. I think some people will like it and some people won't. You got choices, but it's tough with people. It ought to be that, that the people who work are the people who want to work, not the boss says, okay, you're there, and if you have children, that's kind of icky. But it's something, that, as you're suggesting, it's a big trend, and that story is at DougStephan.com as well. As a matter of fact, there is a list of do's and don'ts as you plan your shopping strategy. We ought to maybe take each, every day between now and then, Roberta, in the Queen of Cheap thing, we ought to take one of those tips, the do's and the don't tips, when it comes to shopping strategy.
What's the first one?
Don't forget, number one, rule number one, don't forget Jennifer Horne is number one on your shopping list.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. So, and you know what? I've got the perfect gift for you and for everybody else.
So do I. The Beaujolais Nouveau. You can buy it at goldmetalwineclub.com.
No. This is the Sea Crane radio that you can buy by calling
them
at 800-522-8863.
Wait a minute.
What?
Sit next to your radio and drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There you go. Mm. While listening to us.
The incredible premium radios.
A little early, but
that automatically hold and tune in an AM signal. Every year it seems to be better. And I mean, I shouldn't say better. It seems to get bigger and earlier, Richie. You have power failures. Good Lord. The people in the Northeast have got them stories galore.
That's exactly why I have my Sea Crane radio.
Yep.
It's right there, and if we ever get a power outage, I've got it right
there.
Don't
be afraid. Be prepared. The FCC recommends that you have a good AM radio, and the only people in the country that make a good AM radio are Sea Crane. That's it. You won't find a good AM radio anyplace else. Gets excellent AM and FM reception.
And TV band if you want it.
Yep. It has the weather band to keep you updated during any local emergencies. Has analog tuning. I'm looking at the Solar Observer now, one of the many that are in the catalog. Go online to ccradio.com and see the extent of these. We should have people buy the hundreds every day buying
these aren't
radios.
Cheap plastic toys get at,
No.
Let me see if they're on our advertising. Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Quality stuff, man.
Yeah, no, this is very good. And it's powered by some of them batteries. Some of them you have a hand crank. You don't have any AA batteries. Has a built-in flashlight, this particular one, the Observer, and lighted dial for easy viewing in the dark. So the new CC Solar Observer, one of the many great radios that they have at C. Crane. Go online to ccradio.com or call them, even better, 800-522-TUNE. A free LED flashlight with your order. It's one of the, on this particular radio is on $49.95. What a great value. Order online at ccradio.com or by calling 800-522-8863.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Over to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Well, the government has decided to scrap the Christmas tree tax that it just proposed at 15-cent assessment per tree. I understand the Christmas Tree Growers Association is in favor of this because it helps to socialize the marketing costs and get rid of the free rider problem. But why is the government getting involved in forcing Christmas tree growers to contribute to a marketing campaign that they might not otherwise contribute to? Why is the government even involved in agriculture? That is the problem. You know, that is an agency we should get rid of, the Department of Agriculture. We would have a much more efficient agriculture industry if the government stayed out. And of course, Christmas trees, I don't even know why it's agriculture. This is a religious, symbolic purchase. The government's not involved in subsidizing the dreidel industry or the menorah industry. They shouldn't be involved in Christmas trees. And on a bigger issue, they shouldn't be involved in agriculture. Get more at shiftradio.com.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
All right, we have 13 for the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The ladies who are here named Jennifer and Roberta. The gentlemen are Rich and Doug.
How you doing?
Of course, you're here with your inquisitive mind wanting to know what's going on the tube. So here we are. For those of you who are both radio and television professionals or professors, here we have Jennifer to give us some of the new discussions, the new comments, Tuesday night. So Tuesday night is NCIS night, right?
It is NCIS night. We're going to find out who goes to the finals on Dancing
okay.
with the Stars.
So you want something really macabre?
Okay.
Really, I guess. It is black in the way that only Tony would appreciate. Tony loved two series on television, NCIS and Law and Order. Mm-hmm. So during the course of the day on Saturday while she was dying, we had the television set on, and it was back and forth between Law and Order and NCIS. And when she passed away, there was an NCIS episode running on the television screen. So Megan looks at that.
No. 'Cause
Megan doesn't watch any of that stuff. She says, you know what? I'm never watching that show.
Yeah. It kind of ruins it.
Yeah, it does, right? Yeah, Tony was so funny about it because she, like, very... pensive books, and she would go always to the art house music and art.
Hey,
what?
You're ruining Jennifer's TV report again.
Oh,
with the Tony
okay.
report.
All right, so Tony's not going to, whatever, with Tony and the weight.
Tony likes me, you know.
She's not going anywhere.
She'd like to hear this.
All right, go ahead. All right,
okay, so.
Well, actually, she was one of your big fans. She really liked you a lot.
I liked her, too. The feeling was mutual.
Another 90 seconds, and you totally killed the second.
All right, so former first daughter, our favorite, Chelsea Clinton, she's got a new gig. She's stepping in front of the TV news camera, and she's joining NBC's Rock Center with Brian Williams and NBC Nightly News as a special guest correspondent.
Huh.
She's going to do stories about making a difference. They're doing this new franchise, the Making a Difference franchise, which will highlight stories of people doing extraordinary
things. You know what would be the
Jenna Bush be working
exactly.
together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Brilliant brilliant, brilliant. If these people had a brain in their head, they put the
experience.
Two of them together on the same television program.
Yeah,
if they had
their
brain,
that would be something
head.
You'd have to watch.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be any good, but you'd have to watch it.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
who needs a job and maybe could join the news, although I don't think it'll work out so well for her, is Anna Kournikova. She was one of the trainers that replaced Jillian Michaels on NBC's Biggest Loser this year. She's sticking it out through the rest of the season, but decided that it wasn't quite her thing.
Right.
She was, she was always the last one picked. People were not into her as a trainer.
Right. What did she look
work
like?
Out.
I don't, I'm not trying.
Oh, she's hot. She's a blonde tennis player.
Screaming hot.
Yeah,
Russian tennis player.
Huh.
And don't forget, Charlie Rose, Gail King, Oprah's best friend, are hooking up to go to the early show on CBS.
Are they?
Yeah. Trying to save the early
another
show.
Another waste of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Bring back Howard, Howard Smith. Bring back Harry Smith. Howard Smith is dead. We can bring him back, too. 51 after the hour.
Big ratings.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer's dying. I shouldn't put it that way. That's loud. Make sure I don't ever use that. Jennifer's eager to bring us up to date on some other television news, which we'll do in a minute. First, though, some food for thought. Many of you in this country who are a part of the $80 million baby boomer population are finding yourselves heading to the neighborhood pharmacy with a list of medications that you never thought you'd need. As Brian Osich finds out here, there's some side effects leaving a lot of people feeling pretty uncomfortable in more ways than one, so listen to this.
Many Americans are taking medications which can sometimes lead to side effects they weren't aware of. Over 150 prescription drugs and even some OTC drugs may leave users feeling occasionally constipated. Jim Morelli is a registered pharmacist. Jim, how can we better our gastrointestinal health?
We want to have a diet high in fiber, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains. We also want to stay well hydrated. That's especially important in the wintertime when the air is much, much drier than at other times of the year. And a regular exercise program is very important, 30 to 40 minutes every day.
And what if someone has tried all these tips and still experiences symptoms?
If you need help beyond that, I would recommend Senecot S tablets. These contain a natural vegetable laxative ingredient plus a stool softener. And the great thing is it will work overnight and it's gentle.
For a complete list of the medications which can occasionally cause constipation and tips on bowel health, log on to Senecot.com. That's Newsbreak from Purdue.
All right, so Jen.
Yes.
I understand that you have more important news to report from the world of the big screen, the small screen.
Gosh,
the big screen.
What would you like first?
Big
would
screen
like,
in my house, brother.
Yeah. Would you like to know about a new reality show with a bunch of people from Washington? Or would you like
yeah,
to know?
Yeah, this is actually pretty fun.
Or would you like to know about this? The new schedules coming out for CBS and NBC?
Ooh, that's good, too.
Well, CBS is doing well. Why would they change their schedule?
Well, because it's what's called mid-season on all the networks. So that means
yeah,
in January.
If you have everything going, why would you change anything?
They're not changing too much, but they are adding The Amazing Race, which will start in January. Undercover Boss, which is going to be between 60 Minutes and The Good Wife. And then a brand new series called Rob, which is starring Rob Schneider. And that's going to start January 12th, followed by The Big Bang Theory. Got it. NBC is going to premiere The Voice. They have that coming up on February 5th, Fashion Star, which is with Jessica Simpson, who's preggers. They're adding Are You There, Chelsea, about Chelsea Handler, all kinds of good things. Parks and Rec is coming back, and Celebrity Apprentice will be coming back as well. So those are all good things that are coming. On New Year's Day, a brand new series starts on the Food Network, where Rachel Ray and Guy Fieri face off against each other. And they have 8 celebrity contestants that they're going to be coaching to see who's going to be the ultimate chef. It's going to be Summer Sanders, Lou Diamond Phillips, Aaron Carter, Joey Fatone, my boyfriend from NSYNC,
Fatone.
Taylor Dane, Coolio, Cheech Marin, and Alyssa Campanella.
God,
that should
what
be
a
good.
Dirty.
Cheech Marin will probably make the
best
munchie.
What a rogues gallery of...
Cheech Marin will be making 7-Eleven burritos.
Yeah. There's this new reality show called Wall Street Wives that's going to be coming to TV. It's got some interesting people. Yeah. Diane Passage.
That would be the Occupy protesters would be lined up outside the television studio next.
Exactly. She's a former stripper and the fourth wife of Ken Starr. Remember him?
Ken Starr?
He's dead.
Yeah. No, this is his fourth wife.
No kidding.
Diane Passage. She was a former
Ken
stripper.
Ken Starr was married 4 times?
I guess so.
To a stripper?
Good lord.
That's what it says right here. She's going to be starring in Wall Street Wives.
The Ken Starr? The lawyer?
No, manager Ken Starr. I'm sorry. Okay. Were you thinking of Bill Clinton Ken Starr?
Yeah, I was thinking of Bill Clinton Ken Starr.
Oh,
the lawyer. Yeah, he's not been married more than once.
No,
can't imagine.
That's why you get Wall Street Wives. What will be funny is to see how they deal with the Occupy people in the Wall Street story.
I always suspected Ken Starr of being like Jerry... Sandusky, actually.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which Ken Starr?
The one.
Money manager Ken Starr or
no,
Clinton Ken Starr?
No, the lawyer.
Why would you say that about anybody?
I don't know. Yeah, hey, there's some at-risk shows.
Felt it at the moment.
That's a very bad thing to say. Yeah. There's some at-risk shows, so I have to tell you, if you're a fan of Grimm, which is pretty good, and Prime Suspect on NBC, Gifted Man on CBS, and Pan Am, you better start setting your DVR and watching those shows because...
Right, Pan Am's in jeopardy?
It's in real jeopardy, and the deadline you'll probably know by next week, by Thanksgiving.
All right, so what are the other shows?
NBC's Grimm, which is actually pretty good. They think that one might be extended because it's only been on the air for about a month.
Because it's on NBC and they got nothing else.
And they have nothing else. Prime Suspect, also on NBC, is in danger. A Gifted Man on CBS.
Is that the one with, the Bello?
Yes, Prime Suspect with Maria Bello, yes.
She's a little rough.
And nice. And then Pan Am, which I actually think
that's
is a pretty
of an
good show on ABC.
Premise. Yeah, it is a pretty good show. Problem is it's on not at a good time. They ought to put it another time.
Sunday night
is so much
terrible.
Yeah, but the competition is a good wife, I think, isn't it?
Yes, actually on CBS, yes.
Yeah,
ooh, and the guy that played our guy in 24, Carlos Bernard, remember him?
Yeah.
He's joining Dallas.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, fun.
Moving up in the world. 59 after on Good Day.